Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. If you've been listening already, we're really glad you did that. And you're going to be glad you hung out with me, too, because we got Sam Norwood back on the show. Sam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He reports to us once a month on what business managers who are his partners across the country, hundreds of managers just like you and me of small to medium-sized businesses are out there doing in working in the marketplace, and what are they seeing, what do they think about the economy, about credit, about sales, about employment, et cetera, et cetera. And he asks them these questions, and he compiles their answers into a handy-dandy report that he brings us every month, and we're the happy beneficiaries of his hard work, and he's here right now. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Hey, great to be back. It's especially better to be back with the news a little better this time.
Well, Sam, you know, I'm so glad you got a little bit better report today, because, you know, if this was going to be two bad ones in a row, I was going to have to, you and I were going to have to rethink our contract here, you know. you were just going to have to pick up the pace a little bit, but you came through, Sam. You've lurched uncontrollably to some green letters, some green numbers here.
Green numbers and green arrows.
Yeah, green arrows.
Last month we had a little lull, and it's interesting.
I went to bed for a week after the last report, Sam.
Very few people try to measure economic activity and business activity month to month. Usually it's quarter to quarter. We do it every month, and ours is not long term. Ours is, but it's sensitive to, it's a real pulse on what's going on right now. And last month we had a little lull in this nascent recovery, but we're back on track this month, and we just say it like it is. If it's bad, it's bad. This month it's good. We're back on track, and we think business activity is picking up more, and we're all happy about that.
Index of business conditions, the green arrow is pointing straight up.
Yes, sir.
Upward, ever upward.
Yes, sir. And, you know, we had several months in a row up until last month where it was indicating to us that the recovery was getting underway. Slowly, but getting underway. And then last month, ooh, it dipped. And you can see it not only in our survey, but you can see it in a temporary softness in commodity prices. This month things are back up on track, and we are happy, and we see the light at the end of the tunnel. And a lot of other people now are seeing that the end is near. The end of the bad stuff is near, but we started seeing it much earlier than most, and just as we saw the recession coming before most did as well.
Well, exactly, and that's the reason why we value your report so much, because it really is a bellwether of a real good indicator of how things are going, and it's very interesting to me, Sam, how your report. You know, even though it's collected from a different group and in a little bit of different way, it very much tracks with other reports that I get, but we always report yours first, and so you guys are the leaders.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. So business conditions 30 days back and 60 days forward.
Yep.
You guys are seeing. Do you think this foretells? I know that a lot of people are saying, and you know, the president, of course, yesterday is declaring victory. Do you think that this portends what kind of a recovery do you think we're looking at here? Do you think we're looking at a hockey stick, an L, or U? What do you think we got here?
I think we're looking at a wiggly one that will be with ups and downs, but fundamentally up. You know, like. The fundamental wave is upward to the right, but it's not going to be without little perturbations such as we had last month. And the good news is we're fundamentally moving up. We are recovering, and I don't think it's because of thanks to Washington D.C. They did keep us from the meltdown, but I'm not attributing this recovery mainly to Washington D.C.
No.
I think Washington D.C. just kept us from going into the abyss. But this is a natural recovery. The stimulus plan has had very little to do with it so far. It will kick in more and more as the quarters tick by. But this is just a natural recovery.
And so what you're saying is we may not like all of the news that we're going to be getting over the next few quarters, but we should like the trend.
Exactly. The two things that are still troubling are, at least to me, are commercial real estate, where retailers and households are having trouble meeting the monthly payments, and that makes the commercial real estate holders having a hard time making their payments.
Hold on to that thought, Sam. We're going to talk about the other one and some more information right after these messages. Stay with us. A little bit of the Stones bringing us back. You know, I've been thinking about why they've been so successful over the years, the Stones, the Rolling Stones, as opposed to other bands that came and went. You know why the Stones have been so successful, folks? Because they stuck to their knitting. And this is a good example. This is a good lesson for you and me. They stuck to their knitting. They found out what they did really well, and that's garage band kind of music. You know, not complicated, not sophisticated, not fancy music, just classic rock and roll. They stuck to that, and after all these years, they're still putting it out. They're still making it. And they're still making, they made songs into the 80s, from the 60s to the 80s, because they stuck to their knitting. And I think that's a good lesson for you and me. Sam Norwood is our guest, folks. He's here. By the way, folks, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out. Use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Sam, that's sticking to your knitting. That's an important thing, isn't it?
Well, it is. And by the way, if you've ever gone to a Rolling Stones concert, you would know that it's one of the greatest things that you'll ever go to. It's just an extravaganza.
Yeah.
Mick Jagger struts up and down like he's 16 years old.
I know it. We saw Fleetwood Mac in Vegas in May, and these guys are all 60 or older, and they're jumping around like little chickens, you know. And so I heard somebody say they must be on drugs. I say, whatever they got, I want some of it.
Exactly. I'll have some of what they're having.
I'll have whatever they're having. Hey, Sam, let's talk about you were telling us in the break, before the break, about a couple of other things that are kind of troubling in the economy. One of them was commercial real estate, and I read the other day that there may be as much as a $1 trillion of commercial real estate resetting, where there's, and that's going to have to be refinanced, and there's no place for it to go.
Well, it's a big problem, and what happens is that, and this also applies to the other part that's still troubling, that hadn't totally surfaced yet, and that is middle class, formerly prime mortgage borrowers, who have either have lost their job, one of the two of the couple, let's say, have lost their job, and they're struggling to make their payments, and they've stretched out their credit cards. This recession has not fully hit.
We haven't absorbed that yet, have we?
Haven't really absorbed that. We haven't really seen it, but it's coming. You've got a certain amount of reserves. If you're a middle-income person, you have some reserves, and recessions come and go, and you survive through them. This has lasted for so long that the reserves are gone, and then the mid-income and or formerly mid-income are now really struggling and are accumulating at the brink.
Another thing is we've got some about. I read that at about one third of the unemployed, the jobs that they lost are not even there anymore. I won't be there when the economy comes back. So about basically what we're saying is, I think, Sam, is we're not trying to be dour or negative here. We're just trying to state the facts. But Sam, the main thing we got to realize as business owners is we can't let our guard down. We've got to continue to operate for survival while planning for success simultaneously, don't we?
Well, exactly. But and I believe that we will see the good times again, but they'll be slow in coming, and so we just have to stay diligent to our defenses for a while longer and hang in there.
Wouldn't it be a little bit dangerous, Sam, for especially for the young people who've never been through anything like this? Wouldn't it be a little dangerous if we came out of this thing too quick and kind of unscathed? I mean, that wouldn't... The marketplace, I know a lot of why we're in this mess was created by Wall Street. A lot of it was created by Washington, by politicians. But a lot, the marketplace has got some responsibility in this, too. The marketplace needs to learn a little bit of a lesson in all this, doesn't it?
Well, we need to learn things. I mean, as individuals, we need to say these words. We can't afford that right now.
No free lunch.
No free lunch. So I think it's one of those things where the bigger the party, the bigger the hangover. We had a really big party, an unrealistic and unsustainable party, in the late 90s, early 2000s, and so now we're paying for it.
Yeah.
But it's good. It gets us back to doing the things we can afford, doing them without leveraging ourselves up. I hope that we will never see ourselves as companies and individuals as leveraged as we've been.
Yeah.
Naturally, our country is getting leveraged.
That's one of the big things that's going to be different in the future is how we feel about leverage, about risk, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
And
we see that in the bank, in the way that the banks are tightening up their underwriting standards and with the terms.
But that, but when you guys you reported those, Sam, this week, capital availability and pricing, both of your arrows are up there.
They are up. We think, interest rates are very reasonable, and money is available for those who qualify. And it was not for a while, but it is now, for those who qualify. But qualification is tighter than it was a couple of years ago, and it, both in terms of personal guarantees, in terms of coverages, and in terms of collateral.
Mm-hmm.
So the banks are more cautious, and reasonably so. But the money is there, and they're lending it out, and so we see that is one of the two things that are essential in getting in ensuring
it's,
that this
it's the oxygen. It's the oxygen of the market
comes to an end.
It's the oxygen of the marketplace.
That and the employment situation, which I think is improving.
Well, employment is the muscle.
Yep.
Capital is the oxygen. Employment is the muscle.
There you go. Both are looking good to us in our survey right now.
Yeah. Exactly. We're going to come back and talk about capital expenditures. We're going to talk a little bit about order backlogs. How's that looking? How's employment looking to the folks that Sam polled? And it's not too bad, folks, so don't worry. Tintil, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always
a little bit of Drifters bringing us back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Sam Norwood. Sam, tell us how we can find you guys online, a little bit about Tatum LLC.
Well, TatumLLC.com is our address on the web. And Tatum LLC was started about 15 years ago and has grown to be the biggest professional services firm in the country with nearly 1,000 professionals in 36 markets, primarily oriented around the office of the chief financial officer of companies. We go in, partners will serve as the CFO, serve as the controller, and we'll do projects for the CFO and the CEO of a nature that has to do with financial controls and systems for the betterment of companies that are going through some form of transition, rapid growth, midlife crisis, tough times or great times, but we go in when things are changing, so there's a short history but a good one.
Sam, one of the things in your and by the way, folks, as you know, Sam polls his partners, 600 or 700 folks every month, and asks them about what's going on in the economy as they see it, and he reports that information to us. And one of the things that you guys reported on order backlogs, not great right now, the current month, but as they look forward, they're seeing an uptick.
Yes, we think that the current lull has a seasonal factor in it, too. During the month of July, a lot of business is in a lull, not that many commitments are made. That also applies to capital expenditure commitments, but also in order backlogs. But we think our survey participants are saying to us that the next 60 days looks very good for new orders coming in. So that's the most tangible evidence that we have for the near term that business is going to be improving.
Mm-hmm. Also, I like the employment arrow up a little bit right now and sideways a little bit for the future. Tell us what that means.
Well, employment from our respondents improved a good deal in the past 30 days. And as we can see in the statistics that are coming out, that the month of July was an improvement over prior months, although it's not wonderful yet, it's improving.
Mm-hmm.
And over the next 60 days, we think things will continue to improve, but at a relatively slow pace.
This is one of the big shoes, isn't it? I mean, we got the commercial real estate, but see, commercial real estate, I mean, those are mechanical financial transactions, and they'll happen or they won't happen, and the foreclosures will happen, and it'll wash through the system. You know, those are assets, and as I say, it's kind of a mechanical financial situation that we'll deal with.
Yeah.
Unemployment, those are human beings. That's 70% of our economy, and the recovery of employment in this country. That's going to be, they talk about it being a lagging indicator. I think that's going to be a capital L this time. What do you think?
I believe so, and because businesses are, it's always a lagging indicator because businesses are reluctant to hire back, just as they are reluctant to terminate when things turn down. But they're reluctant to hire back, even if the new applications for unemployment insurance payments are slow down to a trickle, the number of people who remain on the unemployment income line mm-hmm. has extended and is getting long, and it's not just the people who are unemployed, but it's their friends, their neighbors, their families,
right.
All are cutting back on their consumption. And at the same time, trying to manage the high credit card bills that they have.
You know, Sam, I think one of the things that's going to happen though, as every time this happens, major corporations find new ways to get closer to their core competencies and to outsource things that they don't do core competencies, and that often falls to small business owners. I think this particular kind of this is one element of the recovery. I think this is going to be good for small business ultimately.
Well, it's certainly just as the rising tide floats all boats.
Mm-hmm.
When the tide goes out, it exposes the stumps, and it helps you think through what you're really, really good at and what you're not as good at, and you just have to phase out of the things
right.
that where you just don't have a great competitive advantage.
Absolutely. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job today. Thanks for the good report. We like this one.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure being with you.
Thank you. It's like being Santa Claus, isn't it, Sam?
Yeah.
Hey, Sam Norwood, thanks for being here. Thanks, folks, for being here with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.